This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
You know that Ross's Appliances and Furniture is the leading appliance and furniture recycler in Hawaii. Ross's has been producing quality new and renewed appliances for decades. Ross's now debuts their new Green Bed Factory, Hawaii's environmentally conscious mattress and box spring factory. You can save your budget, your back, and the planet all at the same time at Ross's. Go green, save green at Ross's Big Green Building. Check it out for yourself. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and they guarantee it.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth.
Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Wonderful day driving over from the other side and the sun rising. Man, was it spectacular. Yes, it is Christmas. No snow, but boy, is it beautiful. Anyway, thank you for joining us. And Christmas is right around the corner, and I hope that everybody out there, and I mean everybody, each and every one of you, have given up the thought of what are you going to get for Christmas and what someone's going to give you. Take a day, an hour of that day, and give to someone else. Let's start a big ball of happiness. Just whatever. You know, we got war in Iraq and people there suffering. We got war in Afghanistan, and I read the papers this morning, and they're going to increase it in the size. And it's unfortunate we are here celebrating and peace and goodwill to mankind and womankind and loving our animals, and we've brought strife to the people in Afghanistan for many years. And so while you're giving and carving on the turkey and doing all those good things, let's send some good thoughts to them. No matter how politically you think they're wrong, if they destroyed the greatest, biggest Buddha in the world ever, statue and whatever, let's try to project some good feelings and some positive things, and maybe we don't have to double our troop numbers. Maybe we'll double our thoughts and see what we can come walk out the back door of this thing. But anyway, I have today Miss Tina Pizon, and she has she is the what is your title at the Pathways to Paradise on Olelo? It airs on Monday evenings.
That's correct.
At 6:30.
Right after the news, if you want something great and inspiring, educational to listen to.
And anyway, the you're on at 6:30 in the evening, and
that's correct.
And so you can also pick her up at www.olelo.org. And that's Channel 49. It'll be live on the Internet. So anyway, Tina, thank you for joining in with me here.
You're welcome, and thank you. It's been a great year of inspiration interviews, and I'm very fortunate. We're going to actually have you on the show tomorrow evening, Carol, and we're going to talk about a subject that I think the education and information of that is very important for the local community. So I'm very blessed that I get to interview people from all over the world and bring inspiration, and it's so important right now in these times. So many people are taking stock and asking great quality questions. You know, whether it's about fuel prices, the local shipping companies that want to up their prices, or why aren't we seeing adjustments in milk and rice and bread? It's people are taking stock and asking great questions. And I found a beautiful quote from Einstein about our curiosity. He says that the important thing is to not stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in the awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, the marvelous structure of reality. It is not enough if one tries merely to comprehend little of the mysteries every day. Never lose that holy curiosity. And it's such a great time, and I see where you bring so much information and education out into the community, Carol, and so many people are really grateful. And Seneca talks about that you measure an individual by the measurement of the distance of their most ends, and you truly inspire others to question their reality, question the world around them, and to be thankful and grateful. You cover things throughout the world, in Canada and here in Hawaii for over two decades now. And it's just amazing the work you've done, whether it's for the wildlife or whether it's for the natural resources, but bring into the forefront what is in our world around us and what are we appreciating and being grateful for. So thank you for that, Carol.
Well, good. Thank you. I many times people say, well, what I've done. Well, you know, one of the things I'd like to remind people out there, whatever it is that I'm doing, I have a wife who is probably 99.9% of the time. I have friends that are very close that support me daily, who share the same values, you know, and, you know, some of them, I just don't go out and publicly name them, but...
But they should be thanked also.
Oh, they are thanked.
We're very grateful that you've got this team of resources around you. It's just amazing whether it's your, you know, some of your friends that, like you said, they're in the background, but they're supporting you every day. And, you know, your lovely wife does so much behind the scenes, and it's really looking at our resources and who in out there loves us and cares about us and can see our vision and mission that I believe is so important to share with others, that, you know, don't be afraid to have a vision and a mission, because everyone will support you with that. And you're a living example of, yes, maybe you're the one in the spotlight, but there's so much more behind what you do and the things that you share with the community. And it's just a great story, Carol.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's what I'm trying to say is that it's people-powered. And I have a couple of friends here that are really dear, and without them, You always need someone you can share ideas with, bounce them off. Get the feeling, am I a quack? Or, you know, you want to let someone else see and get their opinion and express, well, if this you're on the right track. So without those people and friends just in the daily friendship, without them.
So it's really honoring your human potential and sharing that with others who reflect back to you and also share, because I think that's so important nowadays is to recognize our human potential with everything going on with the currency system and, you know, the job unemployment, to really look at all the blessings we have in our life. And Christmas is such a great time to do that.
Right. We're talking about cost of living and all of those things that basically driving people out of the state, and young people don't go to school here in the state, and when they graduate, they can't find a job. But I have also today joining us is Mr. Scott Davis, who's a young man, that local boy here, just really awesome in what he's doing now. He is the editor of his magazine, his school magazine, which is Eastern University in Washington, in Cheney, Washington, but grew up here, and he's starting a
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, and he's going to be a journalism. Share with us, Scott, what are some of your goals, and what are you going to do with this, and you're going to be one of those honest journalism people, right?
Yeah, definitely practice all of the ethical responsibilities of being a journalist. I think that, as you guys, to touch back on what you were just saying, with all the hard times right now, I'm hearing that it is a good time to be a student because loans are down and it'll give you a chance to do something while the economy kind of busts back into place where it used to be. And I think that it's just basically a really fun thing to be a journalist, and I'm realizing that it's important to engage yourself and use your public voice to evoke change in your community, help the people within your community better understand the issues that are going on, and eventually, hopefully, maybe build linkages with other communities and basically bring everyone together through the art of journalism. But information and ethical practices are definitely always to be considered.
I understand you're also going to be doing lots of stories on animals and issues on humane concerns with animals and what have you. Is that some of your interest?
That's definitely a key point. I'm currently working with Animal Advocate Inc. right now on doing some voiceovers and helping for a video to kind of bring to attention this cat lady that's on, I think, Ilalo and Ahua streets down by the Board of Water or the Public Health Department.
Some concerns with the way she's homeless and has, what, about 20-some cats, and
right.
And it's on state property, the Department of Health. And, yeah, I appreciate you at least starting to do something, or some of the people looking at that. But anyway, thank you for joining us, and we'll let you chime in a little bit later here. But I have a call. We've invited Dr. Pat Chow.
Effie Chow.
Effie Chow. And good morning, Dr. Chow.
Hello. Hi,
good.
How are you?
I'm fine. What do you have you want to share with us this Christmas season, this holiday spirit? And I understand you have You do a lot of things, and you just left Honolulu doing
Qigong
and some of the other things. Share a little bit about that.
Yes, happy holiday season to everybody. And, particularly at this season, a lot of people are stressed out, trying to party and trying to enjoy themselves.
Dr. Chow,
and celebrate.
Hold on.
And under the circumstance with our downturning economy and the way the world is.
Dr. Chow, can we have you talk on your regular phone? And the speakerphone is giving us a little bit of feedback.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Turn down your radio or your speakerphone. That's what it is. Better?
Is this better?
No.
Hello?
No, we're still getting feedback. You're on the speaker, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to kill the speaker and just talk straight because we're getting a reverb.
Okay.
From San Francisco, the waves do weird things as they transmute through the airway.
Okay.
Hello, is this okay?
Is that better?
No.
No. You're still on the speakerphone, are you?
Okay.
You're going to have to get...
I have to call you.
Okay, call us back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, sorry about that, folks. I'm sure they're probably running away from the radio now that echo. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Chow's activities and what does she do real quickly.
Dr. Chow was on the presidential board for complementary and holistic medicine and has gotten to really help bring to the forefront other ways of looking at health and well-being in Hawaii. We tend to be a leader in rejuvenation. So many people, as soon as they get here and jump off the plane, are saying they feel rejuvenated already. So Hawaii is very lucky to be on the forefront of all the wonderful types of medicines and healing, whether it's Eastern medicine, Western medicine, holistic medicine. And Dr. Chow is a grandmaster of Qigong and Qi energy. And it's really looking at how to empower yourself in your health. And I think that's the beauty of it. And the capability of sharing that everybody has this potential.
Okay, she's back now with a better connection. Good morning again, Dr. Chow.
Yes, good morning.
All right. Crisp and clear now.
Oh, wonderful.
But as you were saying.
I would say that this season, particularly, people want to do a lot to celebrate this holiday season, and yet under the circumstances of our world today, the economy downturn and all the other things that are bothering us, that we really help people to thrive in spite of all the problems and to help them to meet stress and be able to deal with the stressors. Holiday celebration is as stressful as a bad news and all. So therefore, we help them develop their energy so that they can cope with everything better and get them healthier. The emphasis is to help them get healthier and more vibrant,
mm-hmm.
and so that they can deal with the stressors much, much better. And we also work with people who have serious conditions and have helped them get better where else nothing else has helped.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have with me Maluka from Los Angeles, who came up to see me, and she had peripheral neuropathy, which a lot of people have. That's the nerve endings that become so sensitive or losing balance, and also ability to be strong in their hands and legs and having pain all over the body. So this sometimes this is called fibromyalgia or just plain being weak,
mm-hmm.
lack of energy. So she's here right now with me, and from someone who came in with a cane and could hardly balance, and for the last little while, she's had a condition for a long time, but mm-hmm. it exacerbated after a cold, and this is what we find happens, and this is a chilly even. We found Hawaii a little bit cooler than usual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, Maluka's here. Would you like to for her to speak to you as to
yes.
what her progress has been in just the one session and two sessions?
Yeah, if you could, just share with everybody out here.
Doctor said there was no help for her condition. And
mm-hmm.
this is what we run into. A lot of people we see says there's no hope.
Mm-hmm.
So she had been to medical doctors, and she's done the whole gamut of the health care.
And Maluka, actually, they run a dance studio in Los Angeles, and it's, what's the dance studio called?
Yeah, hi, happy holidays to everyone.
Hi,
yeah,
good
my
morning.
My name is Maluka Rivera, and we own a dance studio in Burbank, California, called Kumara Center for the Arts, Dance, and Etiquette. So with this ballroom and etiquette.
Yeah, and they also have produced winners in the Dancing with the Stars and other competitions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to speak about
yeah.
how you progress.
Yes. when I came to Dr. Sean Friday, I hardly could walk. I could not bend. I could not balance. My arms were so weak and my hands that I could not use. It was difficult to write, even to sign my name. I could not get up unless my arm was so weak I could not use them to get up. I needed help. And I have pain in my legs, my bones actually, and in my hands too, sensitivity in my fingertips, and it was numb. And it was this condition, it was discovered 22 years ago. But as like Dr. Cho said, after I got this bad flu, everything moved up, and then I became so weak that I can, like I said, was walking with a cane and mm-hmm. falling down. And anyway, and after the first treatment, it was amazing.
Now, had you sought medical assistance from medical doctors?
I have a neurologist mm-hmm. that gave me an evaluation, and he wanted me to go through what I went 22 years ago, take an MRI, EMG, you know, the usual. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. what he said to me is, it's an interesting case. Maybe you would be a good subject for one of the schools, but they don't know much about it. I was kind of disappointed that 20 years ago they didn't know much about it, and now they still don't know much about it. This is no cure for it. So to prove wrong, Dr. Shaw really helped me, and the healing, I can say it's a really miracle healing.
Now, is there any chemical medication or anything going on, or are you just, just mind, body, and soul working?
Yeah, absolutely. Mind, body, and soul. And Dr. Chow,
it is the Chow Medical Qigong, or the Chow Integrated Healing System, mm-hmm. using natural healing and based on Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. And Qigong is a main factor. So we didn't even give her acupuncture yet. We just teach her to do Qigong. And so after the first session,
after the first session,
the pain was gone.
Mm-hmm. And I was able to get up. For my surprise, I bent. It was so painful to even bend. I bent, and for my surprise, I was able to balance and get up without using even my arm.
And so really what that is just a movement. Is that the correct understanding, that it's a movement of your energy, so it's sort of like an exercise like Tai Chi or other things?
Well, it's a rebalancing. So we use developed is Qi pressure, and along with exercise and meditation and positive mental attitude. And also, she didn't eat when she first came to my session, so I had to feed her soup.
Well, we definitely want to learn more about this, Dr. Chow. And so we're just about, we want to discuss, we got a couple more things to discuss. Can we talk to you again and find out more at a later date?
Yes, but I want to synopsize what her gains were. Her pains had totally gone after the first session, and then she came to a session and she actually danced for about 3/4 of an hour from a cane dependent. And no balance, even with the cane, that she could dance, and also she could bend without falling down, and she could walk without her cane. So in one session, it was a 2-hour session. So we're very pleased. This is her third session, though. Mm-hmm. And she's rolling, and she's dancing again, and she slept well. So it's tremendous, and her attitude is really happy.
Well, great. Well, you know, I'm interested in this because the following show that follows me, Hawaii Bulletin Board, Calvin Griffin, actually had someone on, a guest, talking about fibromyalgia. And and this young lady has started a program, an organization, and she suffers from this. So hopefully when you're in town again, we got to do two things, Dr. Chow.
Yes.
We got to go to lunch again.
Oh, good. Wonderful. I love that. Thank you so much.
You know,
the food is the way to the heart, right?
Oh, yeah. To my heart, anyway.
You won my heart.
But anyway, I have another friend as well who is has just certified in Qigong and some of the other types of stress management and on and on and on. But she, too, I hope that you can meet her, Dr.
Kim. That would be wonderful.
Dr. Kimberly Lowe. So when you're back in town.
If people would like to have private appointment, they should book ahead of time, you know, and call us at 415-285-9400.
Wait, give that again now, and this is for what? The contact again?
Yeah, if they want to come to the program or have private consultation, they should call 415-285-9400.
Okay.
And then we'll actually see you back here in February, is it?
In January. It'll be in Kauai. And February, March, and April, we'll be back in Oahu. So that would be good, because if people need series of working, and it's a 100-hour training program so that people can learn how to do what I'm doing. So like Miluka, I'm teaching her, and her daughter is with us, Milueta, and she is learning how to work with her mother. I mean, they're neophytes, but at least they can work between the times that I will be seeing her, being that she's in Los Angeles. So in Honolulu, that's what I would do, too, that I would work with them intermittently when I'm back, you know, in Honolulu.
Okay.
So January, February, March, April, I will be there. And you can go to my website to see the dates of it.
And
it's eastwestqi.com. eastwestqi.com.
Okay, and I think there's a couple other people that be interested, and I know personally that would at least be willing to sit and listen. We all can learn something, and then
that's wonderful. They should come to the program. If they're clients, we actually have them come to the program so they can learn things more and reduce the number of sessions, private sessions that they need to have with me.
Well, we'll let them decide that, but I can tell you this: when I sit and they got a cure, a pill for a cure, but then all the side effects. So I'd rather have to try to work on my conditions without worried about side effects. And I don't think yours has side effects, huh?
The side effect is getting better.
Right.
And the side effect is sleeping better and eating better.
Right. So anyway,
work with the realms of different people, not only fibromyalgia or peripheral neuropathy, but the severe cases like MS and Parkinson's and ALS and cancer, heart conditions, arthritis, asthma, all of that, as well as helping top-notch sports athletes. Like we helped the woman who was representing England in triathlon. excuse me, in triathlon. And she was going to give up. She was so tired and so stressed out. And she was going to quit the world competition for women's triathlon. And they sent them up here from the Olympic athletes training grounds from San Diego and sent her up here for 4 days. And we got her back on training. And she won the gold in the world triathlon for women.
Right.
Yeah, so from a very severe illness, where there's no hope, and even with the athletes, top-notch athletes, where they have failed to help them anymore, that we've been able to help, and I'm just really, really excited about the results that we get.
Okay, well, when you're back in town, give us a little warning, and we'll get it out and let folks know that we'll help you get the word out. And it was, again, nice talking to you, and I'm sorry I missed you the last invitation. But
we'll see you the next time we're in.
Okay.
I said in January we'll be in Kauai with a big expo, you know, the health expo. And also we're having training then, and along with Dr. Deepak Chopra, and Deepak Chopra have referred people to me for treatment too as well.
Okay.
We appreciate the association.
All righty. Well, give us a call when you get in, and then we'll be listening. We're going to move on here with a few other things, but thank you for joining in with us.
Well, thank you very much, and happy season to everybody.
All righty.
Thank you.
Aloha.
So, Scott, you must see working at the university and the different stories. Do you see the connection? What do you see going on with athletics and health?
athletics and health, like as far as what issue, like steroids being used? Or?
Well, I think it seems like it's sort of changing the way athletes are actually taking care of themselves. I don't think it's so much steroids or all about pumping up. It's sort of getting back to flexibility and the teamwork. And so it's, what do you see as a younger person in all this writing you're doing?
It seems like all of the athletes are, you know, they're going to be top-notch D1 conditioned athletes. One of the main concerns I've actually seen at my school is the grades that they receive while they're being a student athlete. So a lot of times, I guess, grade can suffer, obviously, because of things like that.
So maybe time management tends to get a little tighter because they're not only having to hold their grades and their learning, and but also the schedule, the demand of the commitment and the focus of practicing and being on the road with your team. And
definitely all of the above.
All the above. Mm-hmm.
So you going to, what's your biggest desire, to work with some ESPN or to work for New York Times? Or what's your, eventually, where are you headed with this? What's your desire?
Something really big like the New York Times, Wall Street Journal would be obviously awesome. But if that doesn't work out, my goal is to go to the University of Oregon and go ahead and get a master's. If not, they also offer a PhD program in journalism, which is rare. And from there, probably go on to teach people journalism, but first maybe go ahead and actually get some real life professional experience, you know, working for wherever I can.
Well, let me ask you this. Sitting in an academic atmosphere, do they ever pound in or talk about, to any degree or to what degree do they talk about ethics and being truthful and telling the truth and the facts? Do they stress that, or do they just teach you the mechanics of writing and how to lay out a paper? What happens?
I think that's one of the things they stress the most. If you are not an ethical journalist, you are not a journalist.
And what does that mean?
In the true sense of it.
In not the general sense, what does it mean as a young person when we talk about ethics and morals in journalism? What does that mean to us old folks out here?
It means covering every story without leaving any leaf or stone unturned, putting every fact out there despite whether you like it or not personally, mm-hmm. as well as keeping in mind the audience and being fair to everybody that you are reporting to.
Because you're trying to educate them and let them be making an informed opinion?
The fundamental principle of journalism is to have an informed citizenry so that your democracy can be a good, active, working democracy with informed voters.
Now, you grew up here. What would you say, what kind of a grade, and you do read the paper here occasionally, you see the TVs and news, and you're going to be going to some of the stations and riding along with them too. What do you think overall, what kind of grade, or do you think we could have improvements here?
I think that the Hawaii media is pretty typical. I think that the once in a while they'll cover some decent stories, but I don't feel as though a lot of groundbreaking, in-depth, investigative reports mm-hmm. have been put out there. I think there's issues that could still be tapped, and hopefully they will be if more people like myself would like mm-hmm. to come out and expose them and write about stuff like that.
So you haven't ruled out coming back here just to, and living and working, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, good.
Scott, what gave you the drive? What helped you to have this ability to define the world around us?
I think it all started when I hit up this student newspaper that I'm doing right now. I got hired as a staff writer, and within a quarter, I got promoted to be the sports editor, so it really gave me the motivation personally to know I can do it and that it's fun to be a part of it.
Now, I don't want to, you know, be nasty or rude to you, but your team was here and we kicked them to the ground, and you had to cover it, you know? I mean, and in fact, I saw some of your lame pictures that you had where One guy was trying to come. I think he may have scored in the period of two times, but was that heart-wrenching to Francis?
Roderick Flemings was the guy who did it.
Yeah. Coach Earlywine of Eastern Washington was saying that Flemings must be pretty proud of himself after that game. 37 points, I think.
And so how was it? How are you going to write about that? I mean, you got to go back and be factual, be unbiased.
Well, the coach and I are friends on a professional level, so I think he knows that if I have to do it for my job and maybe put them down a little bit into their place, then yeah, they'll have to take it and bump back from it.
So Francis, our technician, what did you see that game?
Unfortunately, that game was on pay-per-view, so I had to listen to it on the radio.
Well, if you want to see the losing team's pitchers, Scott has... what?
Oh, no, never mind. I saw the highlights.
And yet we had the football team, my hometown, the Bearcats.
Yeah.
So my brother was all tickled because they beat the University of Hawaii. So we had some real extremes going on this whole month.
But anyway, no, joking aside and kidding, just roughing Scott up here. But I'm proud to know you and knowing that once again you're thinking about doing things that will help people in general to do better, have a better understanding. And I applaud you for that and keep up the good work and keep grinding and turning.
Okay, I'd just like to say one more thing on that note.
Mm-hmm.
Just that journalists won't get paid very high unless you do end up becoming an editor of a big newspaper or something. Generally speaking, it's not a glamorous salary. So it's really something that it's important, and the art of journalism and the ethics of journalism, it really takes just people to realize the importance of this field and for them to join it and try to help out. So never mind the salary, remember the importance of it and all the benefits it brings.
So it's counting those other resources, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you joining in, and we'll still here for a while, and we're going to take a break here, and we'll get right back to you. This is the Carol Cox Show, just talking a potpourri of different things, and Tina Cuisson from Pathways to Paradise, airing on Olelo, Channel 49, 6:30 on Monday evening.
Monday evening.
Channel 49. So we'll be right back.
You know that Ross's Appliances and Furniture is the leading appliance and furniture recycler in Hawaii. Ross's has been producing quality new and renewed appliances for decades. Ross's now debuts their new Green Bed Factory, Hawaii's environmentally conscious mattress and box spring factory. You can save your budget, your back, and the planet all at the same time at Ross's. Go green, save green at Ross's Big Green Building. Check it out for yourself. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and they guarantee it.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow, Carol, what a beautiful group of selections, from Stevie Wonder to Bing Crosby. It's what a great way to celebrate the spirit of Christmas right now.
Yeah. We.
And the dancing was fun, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You guys couldn't see us, but we were all dancing.
Yeah, that's
Scott and his mom, they were really kicking it.
But anyway, what, you know, speaking of Christmas and good songs, I was told about a story, or shared about a story. You know, old Scrooge shows up here and there, right?
He sure does. Now, he is a famous character throughout mankind and history.
And he's in the Pacific, he's in the South, he's in the Northwest, the East, West, he's in Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever. But I want to talk about the Scrooge here in Hawaii for a little bit. Out there at Lehua School, Lehua School in Pearl City.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the pre-show phone call we got.
Yeah. Now, you tell me about this and share with them. Scrooge shows up at Lehua School, and what is he doing?
Well, the school is really on a great endeavor. There's children out there that there's field trips and book needs and supply needs and just little odds and ends that they do a wonderful recycling collection for, you know, everybody in the community brings all their recyclables. And that money is used for the children that are less fortunate, so that it keeps everybody on an even playing field, that they can participate in all the events, whether it's a field trip or just having something simple to write. And there's been a scurry of Scrooges out there, and I think it's also one actually made the news, was the Waimalu Elementary. But Lehua Elementary, several times now, has been hit with the Scrooges, as we like to call them, going in, actually climbing in the recycle bin and taking those cans.
Wait now, wait, see. Taking, you mean? Let me, you too polite.
Am I saying that polite?
You too much in the Christmas spirit. When you say taking, that means they're going to go and build something for the children, possibly, right?
No.
They're stealing. Okay.
They're deciding that their cause is more important than the kids' cause.
Okay, because they can take something and then later declare, well, we're taking because we're going to build them up. An aluminum airplane or something.
No, I don't think that's why they're doing it. For whatever reason, they think their need is more important than the kids' needs. And unfortunately, the Honolulu Police Department has not been able to deter this.
Right.
And it's really unfortunate for the school, because these kids depend on being able to do the things when the time comes, as everyone else. And I think across the state, you know, we've got a lot of kids that need that boost. They need that extra help. You know, times are hard, and everybody needs to be on the same playing field. The way our current economy, unfortunately, currency is a big thing. You know, money system's a big thing. And so to allow this extra help of the school recycling and everybody in the community giving with the intent that this money is going to the kids, and here it is, you've got old Scrooge jumping in the can and taking those profits and with no retribution.
So what people out there in the Pearl City area can do, or the other areas that are being hit like this, they can actually, if they see someone with an empty bag approaching, then that's when they should get suspicious, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
when they see them enter it, then they should know that they're not recycling. That's a great...
Unfortunately, a lot of the unscrupulous behavior is happening in the dark at night.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so a lot of times citizens aren't comfortable
mm-hmm.
confronting. And a lot of times the police department has their plate full where they
mm-hmm.
may not be able to respond to them. This, you know, it's... To me, I think it's a real emergency because you're talking about our kids. You're talking about our future. And whatever we can do to continue to expand their quality of life
right.
is really important. So I think it is a very important issue.
Because there are places that they can go and get, if they're destitute or homeless, or really, they can go and get a soup or sandwich or call me. I'll give you money to... or give you cookie or dinner or something.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you, but don't steal from the children. I mean,
yeah.
Because that one child that gets on that bus that goes on a field trip might be inspired to be something other than becoming in the vicious cycle
that
of drug use, gang
yeah.
use, right?
Be the future leader.
So you're not just ripping off the 5 cent per can. You're ripping off the future of a child
yeah.
or the potential future or being influenced. So... You out there, if you're doing it, shame on you. And if I catch you, shame on me. Because it's wrong. Don't steal from children during Christmas or any other time. And not only are they stealing from children, but they are slapping those in the communities that care as a community to work together. They're undermining that. So we don't need people like that. And hopefully one day you get caught.
I think the thing is, like you said, is there's other ways out there. There's all kinds of agencies and churches. And so it's always looking, what else can I do? Where can I go? What's the other resources? And some of that is just taking the time to say, what else can I do? I know this is a quick fix, but
mm-hmm.
is it really? Because you may not look so great in orange.
Right. Well, again, you Scrooges out there... we'll watch you, and hopefully, if you get caught, you won't show any mercy, and we'll beg the police to arrest you and prosecute you. I don't know what the crime will be, but we'll come up with something that day if we catch you.
And I think it is just bringing it out, that focus out to the community, that sometimes your well-meant efforts might be deterred, you know,
mm-hmm.
that maybe those things aren't getting to where they're supposed to.
Right. Well, again, don't want to, I know this is Christmas, but also I'm in the giving spirit, and what I want to do is talk about another Scrooge, a more professional Scrooge. I've been noticing the gas prices. Every time someone speaks, if the Saudi Arabians speak and say, well, you know, I think we're going to raise it up, the barrel of oil by $10, before he finished that sentence, you see the gas prices go up at the pump, right? And then you get the store says, well, we need to raise our prices for the milk, and we need to do this. And so you see this increase. You see the shipping company say, we need to offset the cost by allowing the PUC or getting permission from the PUC to bump up the price. But a strange thing happened. Prices of gas went down, and these Scrooges, the professional Scrooges or Scroogers or what, however the grammatically, or thieves.
Well, they're saying, I actually asked one of the managers at one of the local supermarkets. I think his name is Gary down at the Waimalu Times. And he said it is the wholesalers that until they start to bring their prices down, we're not going to see the price of rice, the price of bread, the price of milk decline.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, but I think the public, we need to start asking better questions about this, because
mm-hmm.
without asking these questions, you know, you're right, gas has finally started to be reasonable again.
Mm-hmm.
Families aren't having to give up quality meals of vegetables and fruits and all the good things, balanced things that they need to really provide that nutrition. You know,
right.
parents were giving up meals. And a lot of times, not only for their children, but for themselves. And then that makes their quality of life go down. So hopefully we'll see those decreases, because now that the gas prices come down, hopefully we will start to so-called reap the benefits of that, Carol. So what can we do? What do you see that maybe others can do?
Well, what we can do, first of all, is...
Because the latest is, I think, one of the shipping companies wants to up the price of...
Right. What we can do is maybe ask someone out there to explain to us why is it, or how is it that Costco can now sell gas, went right down to $1.95, and the other stores were selling the gas that you're still paying $2.49, $2.50, $2.70, $3. Something's wrong there. So what we can do is ask our legislators, where are they at in this, you know?
Well, it was funny when the gas prices first started to rise. Everybody would talk about it. All the radio stations would, the local news would say, oh, this guy's cheaper. Nobody's doing that anymore. No
right.
one is talking about this
right.
anymore. What's happened?
Well, I think there's a, probably if we go over the convention center here, we'll probably see a gathering of all the Scrooges, their annual meeting, apparently, because we are getting ripped here in the state of Hawaii. I mean, nothing's making sense. Prices go up. If someone just give a thought of hardship, the prices go up. We, the people, pay. Milk is going up. Bread is going up. But their prices are not coming down.
And that was the whole reason, wasn't it, behind they said that's why the price is going up, because gas prices went up so high that they needed to increase commodity, you know, the price of goods. But now that gas prices have tumbled down, that's what I ask. Why aren't we seeing that reduction to the consumer? Why is the consumer still paying these really high prices? So, Scott, there's so many things besides sports that we'd love to see you jump into, you know? There's, and I think it is a lot of times. What are you seeing up in the, you're up on the
Tell
East
us,
Coast?
What do you think would be a solution? Because we folk here sitting around stuck, you've been on that. Give us some fresh thought here. What do you think would be a quick solution right quick? We only got a little time, but chime in.
Well, if you're going to truly ask my opinion, I'm going to go green. That's a fad these days, but I'm going to say stop using so much crude oil. Stop using all the gasoline at those pumps. If it's bothering people, you can go get a hybrid vehicle. You can do other things. So that would be my response.
But how do we deal with the prices on the shelf, the bread? How does someone in Pearl City go green to pay $5 for a loaf of bread? I mean, that's what we're... How do we go green there? Keep shoving out the green?
Keep shoving out the green unless farmers are going to make their own goods and sell it at a lower price than the retail value of these conglomerates.
Right. Well, exactly. And that brings me to a point. We need to start eating local, thinking local. The carbon footprint, when you import tuna from out of country, the cost, the fuel, and the shipping it here, the fuel to drive and catch the boat here, bring it here, the storage and what have you, a big cost, right? So we need to start thinking as consumers, think local, think local, think local, and thinking green, and as you've said, and think about the carbon footprint. And also, each time the farther something comes to us from abroad, food-wise, food stuff, there's a greater chance and risk of contaminations and all the other things. China just put out a 17 chemical list that they've banned. And yet, here in the United States, we're consuming fish treated with carbon monoxide. Happy, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, I guess, from the big grocery stores. But hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it and stop. And we have a campaign to get rid of carbon monoxide in fish and meat here in the state of Hawaii. Tina, thank you for joining in, and tomorrow I'll be on talking about fish on your show, Pathway to Paradise, real quick, and we're going to be closing out, and this is the Carol Cox Show, and thank you for joining. But Tina, you had a word?
Just really look at your resources around you, appreciate what you do have, and be grateful and share the opportunities, all your blessings.
And Scott, thank you, and hope you success in all that you're going to do, and keep them honest.
Thanks for having me on.
All righty. Aloha, and thank you, and Merry Christmas, everyone, and any other holiday that you wish to, however you identify. Aloha.
1080 on the AM dial.